As he thus spoke, the rest were hushed to silence. But Amphinomus, the illustrious son of noble Nisus and grandson of Aretius, who from Dulichion, rich in wheat and grass, had led a band of suitors, and more than all the rest found favor with Penelope, through what he said, because his heart was upright. He, with good will, addressed them thus, and said, "Nay, friends, I wouldn't like to kill Telemachus. It is a fearful thing to kill one of a royal line. Let us, at least, first ask the gods for counsel, and if the oracles of mighty Zeus approve, I will myself share in the killing, and urge the others too. But if the gods turn from us, I warn you to forbear." So said Amphinomus, and his saying pleased them. Soon they arose and entered the hall of Odysseus, and went and took their seats on polished chairs. Heedful Penelope, meanwhile, had planned anew to show herself among the suitors, overweening in their pride. Within the palace she learned of the intended murder of her son, for the page Medon told her, who overheard the plot. So to the hall she went with her attendant women. And when the royal lady reached the suitors, she stood beside a column of the strong-built roof, holding before her face her delicate wimple. And she rebuked Antinous, and spoke to him, and said, "Antinous, full of all insolence and wicked guile, in Ithaca they say you are the foremost person of your years in judgment and in speech. But such you never were, madman. Why do you seek the death and ruin of Telemachus, and pay no heed to suppliants, though Zeus be witness for them? 'Tis impious plotting crimes against one's fellow men. Do you not know your father once took refuge here, in terror of the people? For they were very angry because he joined with Taphian pirates, and troubled the Thesprotians, men who were our allies. So the people would destroy him, would snatch his life away, and swallow all his large and pleasant living. But Odysseus held them back and stayed their madness. Yet you insultingly devour his house, you woo his wife, murder his child, and make me wholly wretched. Forbear, I charge you, and bid the rest forbear."